Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
A love story. It is, sadly enough, a mediocre painting. The big tree at the heart of things is a bit too perfect. The winds maul trees out here at the edge of the Great Plains. Hers seems too Joyce Kilmer. The rooftops in the background make clear the artist was out near a farm somewhere, but the outline of that house, see it beneath the branches of the tree? It doesn't look much like a Siouxland homestead. Seriously, Corinthian columns out front? Hills like that line the Missouri River, but eastern South Dakota, the place where the artist, Ada B. Caldwell, spent most of her life, doesn't look much like the scene she caught in this sweet but ordinary oil painting. No matter, there's a love story here. Think of it that way, because it was. Not in a conventional sense. I mean, I don't think there was any hanky-panky between teacher and student. He was a rough-hewn kid, fresh off the farm, at college, only because the place was land-grant, full of offerings for young men looking to learn something about the farms they'd come from. And this particular farm kid was at Brookings because of his mother, who loved him and probably wasn't all that much different from the woman that graces her son's most beloved painting, a beautiful thing named The Prairie Is My Garden. The mom in his prairie garden will never grace the cover of Vogue, but she's perfectly beautiful in a prairie way. You must have seen it. This painting is all over. Her girls love her and she loves them, takes them along when she decides to grace her place up a bit with coneflowers. The Prairie Is My Garden by Harvey Dunn is quintessential Great Plains stuff. And she, or so the docents at the Art Museum claim, is the Mona Lisa of South Dakota. That determination on her face is a facet of a work ethic that's intense. The frame buildings behind her suggest the hard scrabble days of homesteading may be behind her, their place improved to homestead standards. But things are not Edenic. Creating a life around the weather on the all-too-vicious plains is never comfortably behind you. Mom needs to be wary. Is this tall woman Dunn's mother? Well, in spirit, certainly. His mother was tough enough to get his I shall not be moved father to allow son Harvey to go to the agriculture school. His mother sat with him as a child, the two of them sketching together by lamplight. His mother determined her boy, no longer a boy but a man, needed to get away from the demands of farm work and see if, only for a year, that other people lived unimaginably other lives. It was his mother who believed in flowers and saw the prairie as a garden. But then again, this Mona Lisa may also be Ada B. Caldwell, the woman who did that very plain oil you'll have to see sometime. Professor Caldwell taught art at the Agricultural College, the only teacher who paid much attention to the strapping farm kid from a town called Manchester, a town a tornado finally blew away just a couple decades ago. She saw what he could do on a canvas for what it was, talent, sheer raw talent. And she's the one who sent him off to Chicago's Art Institute, the school she attended herself, who recognized the kid's talent and wouldn't let him stop filling canvases. It was her second year of teaching. She just knew he was good. She made it clear that what he was feeling in his heart wasn't illusion or fantasy. She helped him understand he'd likely never be happy just going back to the farm. She allowed him to love what he already did, to follow what he loved in directions he'd never imagined. It's a love story, a wonderful schoolroom love story.
In these hills is every color, everyone but one. If I knew how to paint pictures, just think what I could do. I wish I was a painter and could mix red, green, and blue. Oh, I wish I was a painter. I'd paint a picture for you. Blue sky is such a companion. If you had some to hang on your wall, then could you ever be sorry when night came nightly at all? I wish I was a painter.